You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 14 of Soundtracks? I don't know. We've done so many episodes so far, I'm beginning to lose track. I'm going to have to think of something else to say at the beginning. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and like I'm forgetting the number of episodes that we do on a week-to-week basis, it seems we've also forgotten about a film that I was initially very excited about, and then these whole slew of good movies were hitting week by week by week. And somehow it slipped through the cracks that I did not do the Seven Psychopaths score. Which is a shame because I really enjoy it. Carter Burwell doing this one. He's worked with the Coen brothers, most notably in his career. But he's also done quite a few other films. Plus some music from various artists and such, which gives a very odd feel. On some points it's serious. And some points it's beautiful. And other points are just scratching your head. It truly sounds like the work of a psychopath. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's kick things off in the most random way possible. Here's Hank Williams with Angel of Death, right here on Soundtracks.
In the great book of John, you're warned of the day when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you gladly say that you have been true? Or you'll have to go all the way by yourself when God shall send shatters creep, and the ones who love you are gathered to weep. Can you truthfully say with your dying breath you're ready to meet the angel of death?
Hank Williams, Angel of Death, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and if you're looking to get this wonderful score, look no further than Lakeshore Records, lakeshorerecords.com. It's available on iTunes. They got some pretty talented people working over there because they always seem to search out the talent in the least likely of places. So, hats off to you guys. Let's move on to Carter Burwell. I gotta say, when I first listened to it, I did not see the connection between this score and Seven Psychopaths. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way. It actually seemed like it might have been a little bit above par than what I was initially expecting for a score about a movie with this kind of subject matter, you know, people stealing a shih tzu. But I, just kind of listening to it, reading into the movie a little bit more, I see what Carter Burwell means when he says he wanted to create a dark and humanistic feel to each of the characters. And when you put it that way, especially when you're referring to them all as psychopaths, I see it. I understand it. It totally makes sense. Not to mention that, I mean, there's some pretty good tracks on here, for sure. We come to one of my personal favorites right here. I like this one because of just the sole use of string throughout the entire track, and uses it in a great way. I like the way it layers and builds and then drops and then comes back up. I don't know. You're going to see what I mean. This is called It Might, and it's right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
It might, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And Seven Psychopaths has a pretty impressive lineup as far as people appearing in the film. I mean, you have Tom Waits, Sam Rockwell, Woody Harrelson, Christopher Walken, of course, Colin Farrell. But would it have been better if Mickey Rourke would have been in the movie? For those of you who didn't know already, Mickey Rourke was originally slated to play Woody Harrelson's character, who gets a Shih Tzu stolen from him, due to issues with Martin McDonough. Rourke was quoted in calling him a jerk-off, who wanted a whole lot for nothing. Rourke dropped out of Expendables 2 so he could negotiate to appear in the film. So that's not the funny part, though. The funny part is if you watch the film, there's a scene where they're in a graveyard, and you will see a headstone that reads Rourke. Just simply Rourke. And that, friends, is why you don't piss off the director of a movie. So, with that little bit of knowledge, let's go on to the music. This song is titled Dirty Dishes by a band that you hipsters would know as Deer Tick, right here on Soundtracks. Dirty Dishes right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And it's a crying shame that people aren't getting out to see this movie like they should, because in comparison to some of the other films, I'm not going to name any names, it's been getting a lot better critical acclaim and has not necessarily been getting so much attention. Now, you know, I know a lot of people take what critics say with a grain of salt, but when you kind of see something about a movie that you relatively knew nothing about beforehand, and, you know, you're more willing to check it out, right? You gotta give me at least that. Once again, thanks to Lakeshore Records for letting us use the score and soundtrack to this. We will get back to the score momentarily. However, we have a little classical music for you off the soundtrack. Oh, my German's really, rusty, so I do not know how this is going to turn out. This is Teresa Holloway in the Philharmonia Chorus, and this is Der Mond ach der hangt ja der, I believe, right here on Soundtracks. German words. I'm not going to try to pronounce that again. Right here on Soundtracks, where we are covering the Seven Psychopaths. Nick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And yes, we've come to the end, like we always do. If there's any final things I could pass on to you before you go about your day, it's to follow Soundtracks on Twitter, SoundTrax, put the little at sign in the front, follow us on iTunes. All this stuff will greater help us increase the show, build the audience, and whatnot. At least that's what the producers say. And just keep enjoying great music, because if you do, you're going to keep listening to us. So take it easy. This is The Movie Ends My Way by Carter Burrell, right here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.